MLS found the end zone once to make it 41-8 and then capped on a field goal, a 24-yard field goal with 4:08 left here in the fourth quarter to make it final score 44-8 in a running clock situation at 36 points. In the first half, MLS had the time of possession 13-21 to Lakers 10-39. It was the same situation in that second half as MLS now celebrating their first regional championship in a long, long time. I do believe since 1989. I do believe I'll have to check the stat book on that one. Let's take you through the stats real quick here. Lakers ended up with 36 rushing plays for 170 yards, 11 passing plays for 33 yards. Total offense for Lakers, 47 plays, 203 yards, and 6 penalties for 65 yards. Dustin Cady, 13 carries for 87 yards and 1 touchdown. Brennan Wisner, 6 carries, 51 yards. Terrence Dubes, 11 carries, 26 yards. Dustin Cady, 4 for 11 in passing for 33 yards and 2 interceptions. And receiving that, leading the way, was Brandon Wisner, 1 for 2 for 16 yards, and Brandon Wischlager, 1 for 1 for 10 yards, and Brady Post, 1 for 1 for 8 yards. As far as the punting of the ball, Dubes had 3 punts, averaged 26 on each one. Keegan Valentine had 1 for 34 yards. Penalties for Lakers, holding 3 of them for 30 yards, false start 1 of them for 5, and a personal foul, 2 of those for 30 yards. Lakers defense, five tackles for Quinton Smith led the way. Four Lakers with 3 tackles apiece. Brandon Wischlager, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, James Stork, and Taylor Fall. We had Ian Snyder, Evan Shemkin, Keegan Valentine with 2 tackles apiece. Cole Binder, Austin McCabe, and Terrence Dudes with tackle as well. Brandon Wisner with 2 tackles. Tackles for loss, Quinton Smith with 2 of those. Ian Snyder with 1. Evan Shemka and Keegan Valentine each also chipped in 1. 1 sack of the night, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes. 1 tip pass, Brandon Wisner. 1 interception, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes. And 2 recovered fumbles, Taylor Fall and Mauricio Diaz-Reyes each with 1. But 2 personal fouls on defense as well, and 2 offsides started to add up for Lakers when it came down to it.
4 personal fouls in the game, just completely unnecessary. Penalties all over the place, and then Lakers finished with 3, if not 4, turnovers in the game. You just cannot do that in a game with this kind of stakes. And MLS, they didn't need the extra help, but they gladly took it, and that's what basically made this game completely out of hand.
MLS, as far as the offense goes, 32 plays rushing the ball for 172 yards, 15 plays passing the ball for 171 yards. Nice balance there. So a total offense of 47 plays, 343 yards, 7 penalties for 60 yards on offense. Leading the rushing was Owen Hine, 9 carries for 66 yards and 1 fumble. Nathaniel Lindoff, the quarterback, 9 carries for 49 yards and 1 touchdown. Rushing the ball, Casey Williams, 10 carries for 46 yards and a touchdown, but is also a fumble. Jacob Gonzalez, 4 carries for 11 yards. Passing the ball, Nathaniel Lindoff was 10 for 14 and 1 interception, but also had 4 touchdowns on the day for 171 yards of 9, 13, 40, and 8. Casey Williams, 3 for 3 for 99 yards and 2 touchdowns. Andrew Schroeder, 5 for 7 for 45 yards and 1 touchdown. And Benjamin Berger, 2 for 2 for 27 yards and 1 touchdown. Punting the ball, only 1 punt from Easton in the day for 44 yards. A 24-yard field goal was good from Gabriel Plotcher. And the one personal foul on offense, 3 holds, 2 false starts, and 1 illegal shift for MLS offense. MLS defense leading the way in the tackling. Bragg Easton with 8, Adam St. Clair with 4, as well as Owen Hine with 4, Zachary Town with 3, Hine, that's Caleb Hine with 1, Keith Brassow, Joe Crenshaw, each with a tackle apiece, as well as Andrew Schroeder and Dylan Solomon. 7 tackles for a loss on the day for MLS. Adam Sinclair with 1, Daniel Ginsmer with 1, Bragg Easton with 1, 2 for Benjamin Berger, then 1 apiece for Keith Brassow and Tristan Pankow. 1 sack of the night, Keith Brassow got that one. 1 tip pass and 2 interceptions then for MLS. Casey Williams with 1 and Owen Hine with the other. And 2 recovered fumbles, Owen Hine and Zachary Town each with 1. And 1 penalty on defense for MLS, and that's a personal foul for 15 yards. Dave Hansen.
Yeah, I know we were looking for Owen Hine to have a big game. He actually didn't do a whole lot on offense. On defense, though, is where he really stood out with a handful of tackles, 4 tackles, and then 2 turnovers, 2 different varieties. He picked off a pass and recovered a fumble. It's a pretty good game by them, but all in all, a dominating performance by MLS today.
Final thoughts here, Dave, from Saginaw, MLS, and Lakers.
Well, congratulations to Michigan Lutheran Seminary. They played a phenomenal football game today. They dominated in all aspects of the game. Congratulations to Lakers. This is a long time coming for them. They had an excellent season. You know, it's always sad when it has to end, but, you know, again, a district championship to their name. You know, they win their league this year. So nothing to be disappointed about, but a lot of seniors are going to be leaving this team. It's going to be a very different-looking squad next year, but still going to be a fun team to watch. I expect Brendan Wisner to be the quarterback next year, sophomore. Freshman this year, sophomore next year. Fun kid to watch. He's a big-time playmaker, and getting the ball in his hands on every single offensive possession won't be a bad deal for them.
As far as Lakers, the seniors on this team, Evan Shemka, Dustin Cady, Brady Post, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, Terrence Dubes, Us McCabe, Tyler Sohn-Cypher, Quentin Smith, Taylor Fall, Justin Wischlager, Brendan Crone, Seth Randall, Clinton Shope, and Ian Snyder all played their last game in a Laker uniform tonight.
That was a lot of seniors you just wrote off, and almost every one of those names you mentioned in the stat book, whether it be offense or defense, was pretty much represented right there. So, again, a lot of new faces going to be starting on this team next year, but we've seen a few of the underclassmen. There's a few of them out there that have had pretty good years that are going to be asked to do a lot. A couple of them, keep in mind, Cole Bender is a name that you heard on defense predominantly. Keegan Valentine down the stretch, a sophomore, got a lot of playing time. And, of course, how can you forget freshman Brendan Wisner? So a few important names going to be back, but there's going to be a lot of open positions for this JV team and these juniors to step up and get a starting role next year.
And correct me if I'm wrong now, Saginaw MLS at the state semifinals will now go on to play the winner of Ishpeming and Traverse City St. Francis. So they definitely have their hands full regardless of whoever the opponent is. That game's going on right now. So kickoff was at 8 p.m. in the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan, as they had to move that game indoors due to the large amounts of snow up in Marquette and Ishpeming area. I was up there about a month ago, and they were already prepping for it back then. As you can know, you can catch the full in-depth coverage of this game on Sunday at 7 p.m. on the Strong Side as we break down the Lakers' entire season in this last game against Saginaw MLS. And, of course, we'll see what the outcome of his Harbor Beach tomorrow on WLEW Sports. So on behalf of the entire broadcast team here from Lakers, our Director of Sports Information is Doug Cole, Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake, Dave Hansen, Aim Game Analysis, and I'm Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. All rights are reserved to this broadcast, and reproduction of this broadcast is strictly prohibited. Stump Sailor, the 4G LTE network, the blazing speed on their internet and phone services presented on this broadcast. And we will see you tomorrow as the Harbor Beach Pirates take on the Morenci Bulldogs, coverage starting at 1:10 p.m. and kickoff at 2 p.m. on WLEW Sports, Sports Radio 102.1, your home for high school football. We'll see you tomorrow on November 15th.
You are listening to Cruise 102.
This is by a band I've always loved called the Creedence Clearwater Revival. Name of the song is Fortunate Son.